Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
No, because it needs an iPad sort of sized screen.
That's all right. Just play it on my
TV.
God, you've got no idea. You sit there and you think you've got me with this, but you haven't, because my TV is so much bigger than an iPad. At least five. Probably four? No.
Four iPads.
Four iPads. No, probably
that's
bigger
obscene,
than that.
Smith. That's obscene. You're a glutton for pixels.
That's disgusting.
I am, to be fair.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to episode 42 of the White Noise Podcast.
Hey! What a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. This week I'm joined by Munt Smith.
It's Munt Mondays.
Munty Python.
Yeah. Oh, God, so many Munts out there, isn't it?
Wrigley's Extra Strong Munt.
Who? Big Lee?
Wrigley's.
Oh, Wrigley, sorry.
Yeah. Big Lee? Who's this Big Lee you've been hanging out with?
He's one of the lads, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like it.
He's minty fresh. He's got all the fittest drip. I don't like this. other things that Munt's in the title.
Anyway, Tom Looney's back.
Thank you, Stephen. Great to be back. Amongst some of my favourite people.
And the Rhino his third appearance in a row.
Wow.
You wouldn't know it.
Just booze.
Rhino. Rhino stopping him now.
Yeah, it's true.
Someone who has been stopped, for the right reason. It's Jammo.
Hello there, Stephen. It's good to be held back sometimes because you're just unsure of what anyone can achieve.
Like a year at school, moment. Maybe.
Held your mum's back. What?
That's kind of you.
That. We like that. They fucking like that.
That did get me, my sense of humour.
It is, down to a T. Jammo, have you been?
I've been all right, Stephen. I've not been doing anything like that with my mother. I've not seen her for a while.
No, I have.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Stephen. The set's just collapsed. The set has gone down.
God, the ghost of your foul mother has cursed us.
Well, it's funny you say that, because me and Thomas, just before the shoot, were talking about death, and it went quiet for a second.
Well, I can't remember what we were talking about, but I think you said, well, I suppose we all die, don't we? And then all of that just fell down.
Oh.
So that was
Are you worried about death?
Bit of an ominous moment, wasn't it?
Why is this coming up in conversation? You just had a holiday.
Definitely.
Well, what we realised was that Ethan is aging with the podcast numbers.
No, it's not.
Looks like
that's true.
A lovely 42-year-old.
Yeah, I'm not concerned that the end is near because of my age, Max. That's Stephen's got the wrong end of the stick there, quite literally. When it fell on him there.
You could have a whole another year of podcasts, and that'd take you to like 90.
Yeah,
that's a good innings.
It is a good innings.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Soon you might start getting younger.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Fair play.
Fair play.
Good.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah,
well said. Tom, where have you been?
Oh, I went to the beautiful Republic of Moldova, Stephen.
Are we clapping that?
No, I don't know. I thought I would.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like applause.
Oh, that doesn't look like applause either.
It does. What are you trying to make him out to be doing there, Smith?
Who bites her lips and goes...
Simpletons.
If I did that, if you were doing a lovely bit of crowd work at the Frog, and everyone in the audience was just there
see
going,
it? We'll see. Welcome to the stage, Ryan Locke.
Hello. Oh, thank you. That is the highest form of. But the biggest compliment you could give someone,
that's shit comedy, that.
See, that's a joke, lad.
You don't know
I came
nothing.
Here for jokes.
You
didn't come here to be
nothing.
Praise.
Shit joke, lad.
He's had too much to drink, this boy. Let's get him out.
What do you mean, boy? I'm a man.
Everyone boo him.
Too much to drink?
What are you booing me for?
Pedo.
What's he been drinking? Kid's spunk, lad. Oh,
probably. Look at him.
What do you mean, look at him?
He's coming out his eyes.
First of all, you call me out.
He's nailed you.
What did he say?
He's coming out his eyes.
He's crying.
Imagine you have a lot of sleep in your eyes.
Yeah.
He just plugs it up.
Yeah, it wasn't the best clap.
No.
No.
Yeah.
And that's what can happen when you clap like that.
That's it, yeah. Yeah. I'm glad I learned that lesson.
Cautionary tale.
Mm. Anyway, Moldova.
Yeah, Moldova was nice. The weather was tough. It was very, very cold out there at the minute. Really icy.
Winter, isn't it?
That's true.
But we don't get winters here like they do in Central Europe. It's very crisp, minus temperatures, not none of that Atlantic wind coming in.
So is it Central Europe?
Well, east.
Yeah.
It's kind of east.
Trying to lie to us.
So unfortunately, I had a little bit of a weather-related accident.
Frosted crotch from me piss.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah. No, I had a car crash in the old rental car, coming back from a lovely wine tasting.
Well, that'll do it. Because not only would you have a horrible hangover and a migraine.
No, it wasn't that kind of wine tasting. It was a...
Your Honour.
We'd been visiting a winery. So it's these amazing limestone tunnels to go and...
Driving
through. Biggest collection in the world.
Of limestone tunnels?
Of wine.
Oh, yeah.
2.5 million bottles in these tunnels.
Wow.
It's excessive.
Yeah, it's a lot of wine.
Because they can't sell it.
Why?
Well, if they got 2 million bottles in their bloody cellar.
Wouldn't it be a great sketch? Something to do with a wine cellar and a wine cellar. You know?
Yes.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Ryan, you can play both parts.
Wine cellar in the wine cellar.
And go.
Who wants wine?
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Yeah,
I was hoping you'd mess that up, but you've nailed it.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I only had only tasted a couple of wines, and we brought a few home back to the apartment. But unfortunately, driving back while we were in there, the weather had massively dipped, and there'd been a little bit of rain, black ice on the surface, which I didn't realise. We were driving through snowy roads, and then as I turned a corner, I don't know if it must be because it was a slight downhill and the water had been rolling downhill and freezing. Didn't really notice, but. I was only going, I was in third gear, going less than 30 miles an hour, but I broke before the T-junction, about 30 metres away from it, and the brakes the tyres just failed. So I was just a passenger.
Jesus.
Yeah, I tried a few things
to the back. What's going on up there?
Yeah. Tried to regain a bit of traction, nothing doing, so I just had to go
like
into
this podcast.
It. Hey! There we go.
Fucking black eyes here.
So yeah, straight into a fence.
Oh.
And it was really, really unlucky as well because there was them tyres. You know, when people in areas where collisions happen a lot, they put tyres up. But someone had chucked a log up against the tyres. It was only about that big, but we went directly into the log, and the log was what caused all the damage to the car. If we just hit the tyres, I probably would have reversed and driven away.
Smooth as you like.
Yeah, I mean, a bit of damage, sure. But not the damage that unfortunately took place.
Did the wine survive?
The wine survived. We survived. Left my charger in the car, though.
Oh, no!
So, yeah, sharing a wire for the rest of the week. Fucking nightmare.
Oh,
yeah, that's the worst part.
Doesn't sound like a holiday, really.
Oh, do you know what? That was on the Friday, so we had about 5 days left. But no, it was, other than that...
Just, should we walk?
I got another car that night.
Money bags over it.
Yeah, well, they replaced... I mean, the money for the car was what it was, so it didn't make a difference.
Were you insured?
Medium insurance.
100% you are.
What does medium insurance mean?
I had an excess to pay.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately. And I don't want to talk about
it. Okay, mate.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
May as well have just stayed home, eh?
Yeah.
Put the Patreon plug in there, please.
Yes. Genuinely, really need that.
It's going to £8 a month. And we'll throw in Tom's dash cam footage.
I do have some
footage. He's looking. It's a good line.
I have got some footage of me being breathalyzed, which I got zero, and the policeman high-fived me, so that was fun. He was good. Well, it was part. You have to get. You have to call the police whenever there's a road traffic accident.
Oh dear!
So he took us. He drove us back, and we were having a chat via Google Translate.
What do they nice speak? Guy. Is it Moldovan?
Yeah, they call it Moldovan, but it's basically Romanian. It's But yeah, lovely people.
There you go.
You know, lots of people coming over to the side of the road when we were. It was horrendous. Like no
can't
one
can't back there.
No one.
Look at this fucking loser. Yeah.
No one could stand
Max.
Up.
Max, he's just been in a crash.
Do you know what Tom
is this
was saying?
About the donuts?
Yeah, it is.
He was doing donuts on the road.
Hey, that's good, isn't it? Best time to do them.
Jammy git.
Ryan, man.
Mental, right,
they just de-escalated the situation.
He's off.
He's just bowing.
Thank you.
That's for the audio listeners.
Oh,
there.
On the live show, they would have. Yeah. They would have it.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, everyone was slipping and sliding, coming over to us. No one could stand up. Just trying to walk around the car. Yeah, and then two other cars had an accident while we were there. Just like, obviously it wasn't as bad as ours.
I feel like you shouldn't have had to have paid this excessive insurance fee for the roads.
Cars, isn't it? Like,
grit your roads, Moldova.
It was, we were a little bit. They do grit in the city, but we were out in the
kind sticks. Of,
not massively, but a little bit. Yeah.
Smith, but, when you're slipping on that road, what would you have done?
Me, I would have just jumped out.
That's it.
Yeah, Hail Mary, mate.
That's the
into an oncoming car.
Yeah, I'd be fine though.
I think Hail Mary is you bailing. Yeah. that's not what that means.
Jesus, take the wheel. I'm done.
I guess the car's the sort of Hail Mary. Yeah, I'm with you. Sorry.
Do you know what to do in the event of skidding on black ice?
Scream.
Mm-hmm.
Get Zoe to take over.
Yeah. Well, I was mildly aware of this, but not enough to help me at the time. But what you're supposed to do?
Drive into the skid.
Well, yeah, definitely go into the skid. In my event, there was no sideways skid. It was just a straightforward skid. So
it's a straightforward skid.
There was no deep. But I had fences on either side. There was nowhere I could go. So, but pulsing the brake. But trying to go between traction and then coming off it. Don't just go on the brake. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
You know, I guess these things do happen. So always be prepared.
Always be prepared.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you knew that.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate. It didn't really help me in that situation.
Google what to do.
It was going so slow and so much time.
Ryan,
hello.
You ever crashed in your big van?
Yeah, I had a couple of crashes. Not like big ones. There was I was on a country.
Didn't you rear end a young woman? In the back of the van, that is.
Yeah.
So
young.
Yeah,
a couple of times.
A couple, really? Yeah.
what was I talking about? The crashing. Yeah. I went into the back of someone in Glasgow.
And this is what you're doing pantomime. So you're in the back of a van.
Come on.
And
that's
then I was
ridiculous.
Going down a country lane. Vagina. And then a pony was coming up. Pony was coming up. And it was just charging. So I just moved to swing the van like that and clipped on a bit of rock. Yeah.
Feed the pony.
The tire.
No need to turn your mic up for that.
Mm. Just feed the pony. But other than that, like, not too. Well, I did reverse into the back of a school fence once. It was on a hill. And it wasn't like a
school atop a hill.
It was like one of the fences.
The feeder valves came running in. Thanks, Ryan. We owe you.
It was like one of them fences on the
same
pavement.
Room in the back of that van for us.
Hit that bit.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Got a little update for you, if anyone cares.
I care.
Thank you, Stephen. You're a good friend and a true neighbour.
I care as well.
Cheers.
Don't beg it. Okay. Definitely not you. You don't care.
I don't want to beg it.
You can see the look in your eyes. You don't care.
Can you not beg it, though, just for me?
Go on. Well, I've got a question.
See, he doesn't care.
Jesus Christ.
Hell.
You're busy saying you care.
Oh, yeah. I care, mate. I really care.
What about?
Max's weight.
Very good.
Thank you. Well, there's a lot less to care about this week because I've got down to 20 stone 11, which is real good. Seeing as I started on, like, 22.
Have you done that?
Just through the good guys over at HelloFresh.
Hello.
HelloFresh. It's a great service.
They're back again with us.
They are,
first
yeah.
First time was so nice. They had to do it.
Twice.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm hoping for thrice.
Beggy theme, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Using the code WMP50, you can get 50% off over on the website hellofresh.co.uk. Then the next four boxes will be 20% off. Wow, what a great deal.
And free treats for 3 months.
Three treats.
Wow. Retreats.
Three.
Oh, it even includes a selection of sides, fruits, juices, etc.
Should we see what you got?
Yeah, I'd love to.
What we got?
Like Christmas, this, isn't it? Did you know that on the website there's now doubled the menu?
Double the options.
Double the options. That's the word I was looking for, options.
That's incredible.
Tom, yeah, it is. You vegans.
Oh, amazing.
Singapore style crispy tofu and black pepper noodles. That looks delicious.
Ooh, and what's beautiful about it as well is that for me, I'm a real chaser of protein.
You are.
So, you know, for stuff like this, it's great to have an option because it can very easily get missed.
Yeah, it can.
You're very protein.
I am.
Do you know what? These are really good because they could double as posters.
They could. They could double as so many things. Yeah, wallpaper. Oh, lovely kiwi. Orange, pears, apples.
Oh, wow. That's like a, that is a little treat
well
bag,
stocked,
isn't it?
And yeah, also fresh.
And if you're on this health kick, this is a perfect little sweet treat.
100%, yeah.
Nature's candy. Max.
Talk to me.
You're about to go back to 21 stone, methinks, with this. Confit duck, pommes frites and French onion style.
That's proper.
Have
fancy
a glance at that. That is the fanciest.
Look at that.
I just went on there and looked for the fanciest name I could find.
If you use the code WMP50, you get 50% off your first box, 20%
off your next four boxes.
Yes.
And what treats?
Free treats. Free treats. Ollie, anything. As long as it's veggie.
Well, it was a big week for Ryan as well.
It was massive week.
Not anymore.
The trial shift at the Brogan Fucket.
Yeah.
I had that on Monday.
Yep.
You were geared up for a big night, weren't you?
I was geared up, all right.
Yeah. I was.
Yeah, no,
I wasn't you're doing an hour shift, up. Lad.
You're uncorking the toilets, lads. Save some for me.
Is this, no, I didn't.
Sort of manager
says
my that.
Management style, that.
It's not the 80s, Max.
Yeah. No, I didn't bring any cocaine with me. Not for a trial shift.
No.
No.
Wait till I get a fucking job.
Do you know what? I didn't realise on the Frog and Bucket bar, downstairs, I always go to the bar to get drinks, but they said usually it's not
that's
open.
That's unusual.
Yeah. But apparently it's not usually open, so the tickets come through on a machine.
Right.
And I didn't realise that tickets were coming through
on this
machine.
So can I just say this? When you say you usually do... No! Usually! How do I even say the word usually? Usually!
That's a grand
thing. Oh no, I might be having a stroke. It could be it for me, boys! What's going on? What happened there? Usually! Oh, I need to lock in for this question.
You have to hook you up big style as well.
Max has got something he wants to say.
Sorry,
can Max just say something?
Your possible
please?
Manager, Max, has got a point he wants to make.
You usually go there. Oh. You've only been once in the last year.
Cut that.
Fuck me!
Oh, we'll put it somewhere
that's,
else.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Ryan,
that's my year laugh. You lose.
So I just want to flag it now. This is giving me the vibe of a similar story where you spoke about chatting up a girl in a club.
Maybe
delivering papers, but not to three houses. Apple AirPods. We're not in that realm, are we, Ryan?
Let's find out.
Oh,
I don't think so. Basically, anyway, I was just chatting to some of the staff there.
Female staff.
They some of them were females, yeah.
Oh yeah.
But what you know, I didn't realise.
Brian.
Anyway, I don't know what.
You're fingering his own eyes.
I was chatting to people, and I didn't realise that tickets were coming through on this machine. And the reason that they were all stood there chatting to me is because they were waiting for me to make the drinks.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So, other than that, though, I think it is.
This went on for 3-4 minutes before we realised.
It's bigger than I thought, though, the Throng Bucket.
I thought you said you'd been there all the time.
Yeah. But I mean, like the stage area, but like there's basements, like there's loads down there.
So, from just because I was speaking to Max, so I spoke to yourself as well, but it sounds like you're one of quite a large number of candidates. All doing an hour each.
Yeah.
That's how we run it.
Just using all these trial shifts to fill labour shortages. there's no job.
There is no job. We were one person down. It's either get an agency and I'll get Ryan. Mm. I'm so annoyed that usually.
Do you get paid for the hour trial shift?
Yeah, you'll get paid.
Oh, Ryan!
Yes. Hey, we'll treat you right.
Ah, oh, cheers. Yeah.
Ryan said on the phone before he went, you're also on trial. The business, you know, it's a two-way street.
Yeah, of course.
How did they do?
Do you know what? They did really well.
Right.
Absolutely smashed it.
Begging it, mate.
No, everyone
honestly,
was nice.
I'm asking for some constructive criticism.
The guy who's finished the trial just told you you've absolutely smashed it. Oh, you fuck off, pal. Keep your heads up.
Ryan was well impressed.
the guy that was stood speaking for 3 minutes to the staff for not doing his job.
This operation is tight.
He said two words. Just clapping.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm thirsty.
So do you...
Usually the bit. Fuming at that.
Do you think he's going to get the job? Honestly,
don't know, mate. Honestly, there's so many contestants.
Really?
Contestants?
Yeah.
Is this a Netflix show now? Looking to find the next
the trial shift. That's quite good, actually. Yeah,
the trial shift.
On trial?
Yeah.
On trial.
The sort of...
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. Let's pitch it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I realised I missed a bit.
Going to character?
Thank you. We had I was discussing the word MILF.
Nice.
And Zoe said, oh, it's mother I like to fuck. Yeah. I said, well, I thought it's mother I'd like to fuck. Like, that's a mother I'd like to fuck. She thinks, you go to your mum, mother, I like to fuck.
Oh!
Like, it's a coming of age thing.
That's even worse.
That's awful, yeah.
I was like, who would start it with mother? And they'd be like, I like
mother!
To fuck. But yeah, that was a...
Mother, I must tell you something.
I'm a horn dog. I'm a real horny hornster.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ryan?
Yeah?
When was the last time you were horny? Question we used to ask.
Well, I'm horny every week, aren't I?
I think you're hornier than you let on.
Honestly, I'm really not that horny of a person.
Hmm?
You reckon you've done it? You've done it. Move on.
What makes you horny? That you know you just can't control.
Did the Tinder video? Did that have any sort of staring up all these matches? Did you go? Frick.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
I mean, bear in mind, this is a guy that used to, as you said earlier, bang in the back of a van.
Yeah.
So surely, you used to be a horny little bugger.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Whereas now I just feel like it's.
The Ryan I lived with for a bit.
Well, not depressing, but I just can't be bothered now. Right. Like, I think there's too much the horniness isn't worth all the stuff you have to deal with after.
Three words: one night stand.
Yes, but that still requires.
You don't have to do three
chat.
Words. Oh, right.
Chat.
But you're at the bar, you're chatting away by your own admission.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, okay. So what? I'm chatting away.
Yeah.
And then.
Shall we go on the pool one night, yeah? Just get the lads out. What do you mean? What?
His pool.
Pool. Pool. Let's go out on the pool, lad.
Don't go with
not with this guy.
I'm okay, thank you.
Do you know what? Actually, do go with this guy.
Just hear him arguing with the bouncer.
Pull, pull. I'm here to get laid.
It's push.
I think if I was to get laid, say I got laid tonight, right?
Hey, bro, I am a wingman as well.
Why is he putting it out there like that? So I got laid tonight.
If no, what I'm saying is, if say I did get laid tonight, well, I might wake up tomorrow being. Might be then donut. Hornier. I don't know. Maybe that.
You're
would be
worried what... that you're going to wake up after a one night stand hornier. That's
you're scared to ignite the beast.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're doing it for society, so right.
Yeah.
Why you think you're kind of dangerous?
Because I feel like, do you know what? This is for therapy now, but everyone that I get involved with just ends up upset.
Ends up dead.
I don't. Everyone's alive.
Is it my fault? I don't know.
What do you mean they end up upset?
Just, you know, like...
Unsatisfied?
People, no. They're always satisfied. From most of the time.
Have you taken a survey?
Not intellectually.
No.
But physically.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Orgasm.
After a couple of
pumps.
Mocking
weak thrusts from Ryan.
Yeah. You are a creamer, aren't you? I imagine that's.
Oh, that's me. Oops.
Mr. Cream.
Anyway, I'm too horny now, so I'm done.
You've ruined me.
I've gone past the horniness, and I'm just going to go to bed. But I could have made you come, love.
Why? Well, that's your James Ormerod impression.
Yeah,
it's also you being horny impression. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
James Ormerod got engaged.
He did.
So far removed from you now.
Congratulations, Ormerod.
Yeah, well
in
done,
Paris
James.
On Valentine's. Bit obvious.
Mm. Yeah.
Bit obvious. Bit cliche. Mm.
Yeah. You know, where would you have done it? Where would you do it?
Not there.
Not there.
Anywhere but.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Anywhere but Ryan's butt. Will you marry me? It's already lubed up.
Wrong ring.
Oh, who's he? An offensive character who he won't be doing.
Are you kidding? I've been workshopping that for months.
I'm Ron Ring. Get out. You won't be passing the trial shift. Where would I propose? I don't know. There's little bits of dates of old where we've had nice moments.
Nando's.
But Nando's. No, it's a young person's date spot, isn't it?
Hey, we're still young. Still young, man. Poo. Oh, I'm sorry, I've got an accent. All right, if I was,
said Ron Ring.
Lighter in Nando's.
Sorry, got an accent, guy. Sorry, got a little
sue
10. Don't actually sue me. It's my other character.
Just as offensive. Let's get out of there. It's just as offensive. In fact, it's probably worse.
Just sue me on that. Oh, Max, sorry, chair update.
Chair update. Great new segment.
Wow.
Chair time with Smithy. I got a new chair. I didn't like it. I've asked for a refund.
So you didn't like it? Didn't it not fit?
Yeah, it's too big.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I kind of wanted to brush past
that. Can we get a picture of that?
Wanted to brush past it. You can, but it's in a box. I'd have to get it out of the box to...
Yeah,
don't even worry about it.
Insert the picture here.
My issue is, I messaged them like a week or so ago saying, look, don't like it. Can I get a refund, please? And I'll send it back, blah, blah, blah. And they said... exactly. They didn't message back.
No.
So I've got payments to make on this chair. Oh. I've got another £250 I need to pay on the 21st of this this month. Right? Now,
do you know
the thing
what, you just have you paid off the telly yet?
So, anyway, I got an email from them at 2 in the morning.
Patreon, £15 a month.
I got an email from them at 2 in the morning saying, sorry that we haven't got back to you. We've been celebrating Chinese New Year. You know, you can send it back on over the past the 23rd. Yeah. We'll send you a sheet and you can stick it on the box and we'll get it to you for free, whatever. But I have a payment to make on the 21st, so I have to make this payment get it sent off to get a refund, which is annoying. But I got a new chair.
Well done, Max.
I got another new chair, which is real good.
Is it more expensive, the same? Or?
So, but you're more than welcome.
Scared.
No, it's good.
How much was it?
No, it's... No. So the one I'm sending back was 900.
Okay.
So the one I've got now is 800.
Max! It's £800 on a chair!
Mate, honestly, sit in it. Come round. Sit in that chair and it feels like you're sitting on a cloud.
I wouldn't spend more than 100 on a chair.
Yeah, but that's because you don't want lumbar support.
For two of them chairs, you could crash a car in Moldova.
If you want to sit in a cloud as well, you just get a beanbag for a
tenner. Just get a cloud, couldn't
you? That's true. Yeah,
a steam engine or whatever it is. Yeah. Steam engine? Smoke machine.
Sorry to hear that.
Anyone ever have a blow-up chair?
Yeah. I think it was a Simpsons one. It was a football one.
I had an R2-D2 one. Never had one.
I never had a blow-up chair.
They were gaming chairs, weren't they? A lot of them were gaming themed.
Well, in Argos, the kids would be playing
them. Like the blue ones.
Early noughties.
Real naughty. Yeah,
mine was a Match of the Day one. And it played the theme tune.
Nice.
It's one of those where your parents just go, shit, no.
My best one ever was just like a see-through blue one. It was fantastic.
Yeah, fun.
What could you see through it?
Just the inside of the chair.
Okay.
Nice ass, Tom.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm glad I got that for you. Check out mine.
It
played music.
They had like a thing on the side.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it?
There's always like
play guitar.
These sort of things where they have like a cup holder.
Yeah.
In an inflatable chair, you sit down, it moves, so it just spills everywhere. God, it looked cool.
Sure, I've got an issue with cup holders.
Yeah.
Come on.
I got a drink for the. Sports bottle thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't fit in the treadmill sport, you know.
Is this the £900 sports bottle you bought?
There's got to be one out there. I wonder what the most expensive sport. I've got
£20 a month.
I think I've got an Elton John issue. You know, Elton John was like, I spend loads of money. I just go shopping all the time. I think I've got that, but I just
that's
don't
not
have
an
the,
Elton John issue.
I don't have the money to back it. I need to make some songs like Elton John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
One of the most successful artists ever.
Could be me. Give it a couple years.
It was a busy week in terms of, you know, celebrations. Chinese New Year, Pancake Day. I believe Ramadan started. Mm. Might have been something else going on.
Lent soon, isn't it?
What, sorry?
Lent as well. It's coming up.
Yeah.
It'll be now, yeah. Ethan, it was, of course, Valentine's Day.
Mm.
And you were taking your date to... a turbo carvery in Bolton.
That's correct, Stephen, yes.
Was it as steamy as it sounds?
Oh, it was. It was indeed. When you went over to the carvery, you could just see the steam coming off those.
You told me it was bleak earlier.
Tom, please, come on. Tom.
No, in front of the guys.
Tom, please.
Tom. Not like this, Tom.
Tom, for God's sake. It was
really, it was bleak. You shocked me.
No. It was a crack. We're in and out within 25 minutes, Stephen.
Fuck off.
Really?
Speed ran the fucking buffet.
More time for
fucking. Was this to watch the Newcastle game or...
Well, we agreed not to watch Newcastle United on Valentine's Day. Chloe made that.
You agreed or she agreed or?
Are you?
It's good of her not to watch it. She loves that bloody fixture.
So she. We finished off and we went to a pub in Bolton, her choosing, and when we walked in there. Just by chance, there was Newcastle United on.
Turn that shit off.
There's a bit of that. There's a bit of why you're looking at that and not looking at me kind of thing. So, yeah.
But the great thing about your eyes is you can do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's big wide eyes. Yeah, it's right.
As much as you try not to.
Yeah, it was a cracker. It was a cracker. Didn't know you could go up again for the roast potatoes. It's good, that, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, so 25
minutes.
You're going up twice.
I went up twice and got a few roasties as well.
Sorry, 25 minutes is, I guess. So you just go up to your plate straight away.
Well, I'm surprised.
Prepaid.
I can't remember the last time I went to a carvery, but you're in, you're up, you get your food, you're down.
I'm also assuming it was empty on that day because most people wouldn't go there on Valentine's Day.
They're watching Newcastle.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
treating their loved ones properly.
Yeah, it wasn't packed, to be honest, Matt. I don't know what I can't think of anything else to do on Valentine's Day, to be honest.
Yeah, just stayed in bed.
Is there anything romantic? Did you go, oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess when the guy was pouring... Well, it was me, actually. I was pouring the gravy all over the plate.
You referred to yourself as it
was. You referred to yourself as the guy,
the
did you?
Guy, yes.
Hey, the guy. The guy will get you soaked up real nice.
The sexiest part of the day was when the guy, which was him, poured gravy on a plate.
Is your bird moist? It is now!
Oh, she loved that when I did that. Because the turkey was a bit dry.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
Toby Garvey, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way.
No.
They might sponsor us, I guess.
They tricked me a bit as well, Max. I said, when I walked in, she went, will you be having the pig? I thought she was making conversation. Will you be having the pig and blankets? I went, of course I will be. Didn't realise extra charge. There's an extra five or something. Yeah.
She's done you there.
Yeah, I know. I thought we were just having a chat about pigs and blankets.
What did you think? You think it was like a euphemism or something? Or?
No, I didn't think she was like trying it on with us. Would have been disrespectful in old days of like Valentine's Day, wouldn't it, Tom? So I just thought, chat like, you're here. You're at the carvery. Look at all the meat.
No, you're talking about it like it's Disneyland. It's a Toby carvery in Bolton.
I've got the day pass.
Yeah, here, Chloe. Yeah, here. Can you believe it?
It's just like the pictures.
Oh, yeah. Then we went to a karaoke bar around the corner, just sat there at a pint whilst watching other people sing. Yeah, it was...
Watching the highlights of Newcastle.
Yeah, she got me an apple sours as well. That was nice.
Loosen you up a bit.
Yeah.
Did it work?
I suppose so. Yeah. I suppose so.
Sex afterwards?
I meant the singing, not just...
Sorry.
Full sex afterwards either.
You know what? I'm not going there. I forgot to say, I had the full carvery, the extra roast potatoes, but I forgot to mention when she nipped the loo, I had an apple crumble with toffee, so I was just so bloated I couldn't move afterwards.
Oh, poor woman. Poor bloody woman. Nice apple crumble?
Yeah, it was all right. A bit like a school dinner kind of dessert.
Yeah.
Didn't look great. Just a big load of slop, but tastes fantastic. You know what I mean?
Enough about the sex. That's from her perspective.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, no.
Don't be bashing the women.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anyone else do anything for Valentine's?
No, I did mine the week before.
Oh, yeah.
So, Valentine's Day, we were painting the hallway with my dad. And I don't mean with cum.
Buckets of it.
How many years have you been working on that, Dad? One.
Needs a new coat every year.
So do you, you mucky sod. She's gone. She's gone.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
What about you, Ryan? Were you...
I was working, mate.
At the Cube? Working.
Yeah, cubing it
little,
up.
Just little couples.
All the couples. Yeah. Made my job easier, to be fair.
Don't have to speak to them.
Well, you have to get
You don't have to hit on the women as much.
Usually
as
spend ages getting people into pairs, but they're all really in pairs.
Oh, well.
So, handy.
Was there any singletons there? Just
there might have been. No. Not that I saw. Yeah, so it was just... Just a lot of welcoming couples in.
Yeah. Are you going to have to pick in blankets?
Yeah.
Jealous.
25 minutes.
What was a Moldovan Valentine's like? Mm. Any traditions?
Well, I was back for Valentine's Day.
Were you?
Yeah. I got back on the Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you did.
But did you do anything Moldovan for your Valentine's Day?
Went for an Italian.
Nice.
Italian food.
What else would it be?
Pasta factory.
Pasta.
How much pasta did you eat?
You fuck off. Yeah. You've seen.
What are you doing?
I've only been back to him.
Have you seen the image?
What? No.
No.
I mean, it's. Refused to look.
You know, like 600 grams of pasta, that's more than one bag. That's more than one bag.
Yeah, mate, honestly, I believe
you. Often, I will cook one bag of pasta, split it up between two, and we'll still have two, mate.
Mate, it's fine, I believe you.
More than that, to myself, in one sitting.
Is that a brag?
Yeah, fucking
mate,
is.
One man eats six sausages one day and he gets called fat for it. One guy
eats... I don't think anyone called you fat.
No. Begging it, mate. Yeah.
I'm not begging, I never
Absolute
beg.
Begging it.
Never beg, mate. I don't see me begging.
Did you do anything for Valentine's Day, Max?
Was that the Cube? Working at the Cube? And no, I wasn't.
Ah, hey!
I don't know what I said.
You mean the wrong script?
Fuck it up.
Did you genuinely accidentally say that?
Yeah, I did,
I thought
yeah.
You were doing a joke.
Yeah, no, I did.
A lot of questions.
Sorry, you know, I'm still a bit thrown by the past of it. I was working at my work. I hear there's couples here. I was working at the Frog and then went out. Josh Jones was there.
Out.
Yeah, went to a gay village, which was weird because it's a lot. Went to the New Union and there's a lot of straight people there kissing. I thought, that's not on.
How do you know they're straight?
Because it was a man and a woman. But to be fair,
it's
I guess
not a
nowadays.
Lot, is it? It's just one.
Huh?
It's not a lot.
Okay, yeah, with men and women.
You got a problem with one straight guy.
Ramming it
but
down
you're
our throats. Please.
I actually come in to get away
I come
from
in to
that
get away.
Thing.
I've got enough of this at home.
Really? At my home?
No.
So lonely there. So yeah, I got back at like 7.
Wow.
Wrecked my sleeping bag.
Max, what do you mean wrecked my stuff? Of course.
How
people
are
getting
you,
up
are you getting, you know, white boy wasted?
I wasn't even that drunk. I think the Manjaro's sort of affecting that a bit.
What time did you go to bed?
Is it like a monthly thing where you just...
Yeah, just let my hair down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 a.m.'s rough, though.
It is.
It'd take me days to get over that.
Yeah.
Day, that's all right. Days.
Days.
Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't think you said day. Take me day to get over that. Fucking guy.
Get out.
Bun?
No.
Go away, man.
Come on, just leave.
You're all over the place.
Yeah.
Usually. Yeah.
Wrecking, man, wrecking.
No, I want to leave. I'm not leaving because you've asked me to. I'm leaving because I don't want to be sat around there. Are you kidding? At least I try and speak.
Stir when you walk, pal.
Pardon?
Stir when you walk.
I'm not going to stir.
Did I stir? I did earlier. You told me this week that you've rejected your first cameo request.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
What were they wanting from you?
They wanted me to paint myself grey, get on all fours, pretending to be a rhino, looking for a mate. they just wanted me to go around shagging things, basically.
Okay. And you said, I'm not going to do that for £3.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Well, I put for the reasoning I can't do it because I don't have any grey paint. But fair. Obviously there's more to that. Yeah, so that was heartbreaking. £3 down there, yeah.
Oh, right, to be £3 down.
How much, assuming that the paint was covered, someone got that for you,
yeah.
How much would we have to pay you to do that?
Do you know, I
Every man's got his price, no?
I think, I've got my pride, though. Every man's got his pride.
Your pride of rhinos.
Wow, yeah. Ryan. That feels like someone's told you that.
And I don't think I could do that. Maybe if the rhino wasn't going around humping objects in my flat.
Doing? Just...
Have you been doing that?
Maybe if he was just sat there, if I was just sat there for a bit.
Someone sent me an issue with your cameo. Can you confront Ryan over the cameo I got him for my partner for Valentine's? I think got from him.
This is great.
Someone complains.
When I asked him to talk about AJ and Big Justice, he thought I meant Anthony Joshua.
Right, okay. So what other AJ?
So AJ and Big Justice, I believe they're...
the Costco, guys.
Oh, I thought they were...
We bring the boom!
I just assumed they were both boxers.
No. Big Justice, is it? What worries me is, given the recent events with Anthony Joshua, what you've said.
Well, what was he doing? What's, okay, I've got many questions.
He was in a car crash. So you've confused AJ from AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah, yeah.
Who says something about a chocolate chip cookie, I think.
A double chocolate chip.
So you confused him with Anthony Joshua, the former... heavyweight world champion.
Yes, that is, by the sounds of it. Yes, that's what I've done.
What did you say?
I can only apologise. I have no idea.
No. I don't know either. Let's hope it...
Do you do any research, like when people send you, you know...
Sometimes. Yeah. Like, I spend quite a bit of time on the cameos, like, going through them, making sure I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Some of them I do wing it.
What, like Joe's old series. My favourite is the fact that the camera flips and Ryan just looks bonkers, just because it really distorts your face.
Does it?
Yeah.
I've never noticed.
Have you bought one?
No.
You've just seen him.
He refused to do it. Not joking.
No, right.
I haven't done one. I think the request you were getting with that bonk is that is that you don't need me to join in. It's bonkers how much. They take 25% from Paul Ryan.
Yeah. And Apple tax.
And tax, yeah.
Yeah.
God.
But there's cameo millionaires out there, Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so true.
I just don't want to raise the prices because I don't, you know.
Like the Zach Polanski of cameo messages. Well, I would like to address, whilst I've got you here, since you've been gone, Max has come on to You Laugh, You Lose. First week was last week. I said to Ethan, go easy on us. He's not done this for 4 months. You know, be lenient with us. He bloody goes, Ryan and Stephen laughed. Let's take it to VAR. We don't need that. Well, we didn't even laugh.
Why do you want Max off so badly?
It's not about that.
Look, it's these little drives home, the schmoozing he's doing to you. Wake up.
They formed an alliance.
He's grooming you.
You want a proper non-biased...
Imagine being 40 and getting groomed.
I'm not 40, I'm not getting groomed. It's a double no on that occasion. You want officials who are unbiased, who are fair... Who hold people to account, don't you, Thomas? Oh.
Hello?
Hello, you can open your eyes. Hello.
Problematic.
Yeah. Excuse me?
I was punished for this.
My name is Phil P. Ball. I am a voice actor for the movies. I do all the movies, some comedy, some sad. And I'm on my Oscar push. I'm very excited.
Uzi.
He might be next week if I lose today. I have come with a...
Sorry, Phil. Is it true you've been accused of being cringe and unfunny?
No, that would be the other one, Max. Sadly. Even though he is very funny where I'm from. England.
Where are you from?
England.
I'm
from
the...
We're in preamble here.
This is preamble, thank God.
We're in preamble, yes. Okay. Thank you, yes. Edit that in during the video. I'm here for my Oscar push. I want to get the gold to take home, and I've come with a press packet.
It looks great.
Thank you. So if you could watch the press packet.
Absolutely.
You're whiter in real life.
Yes, well, that's a bit of camera trickery.
Why do you have to do this if you're doing voiceover? No, it doesn't matter. For you, our consideration, Phil P. Ball as... The ping pong ball.
Yes.
Can I press play?
Of course you can.
I'm just going to make sure the volume's up all the way.
Yes, please. I'd love that. Owie. Thank you for watching my surreal.
Yeah, that's good.
Oscar Gold, here I come.
Charlemagne's going to hate that.
He's been
working hard.
Nah, stay. Did you do your buttons?
He did one out.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Just for you, Tom.
Mate, got me.
Might need to go to VAR, but I may have laughed there.
Possibly.
Might need to check it.
You know what? Go with the on-field decision, I think, on this one.
And it is?
It's Stephen laughed. Stephen is back on.
Well done. Well done, Max.
Okay, thank you.
Well done, Max.
And good luck, Filthy Bull.
Is it possible? This has never been done. I press the instant you laugh, you lose button. Could that be done? You can say no.
Ooh, I'm a fan of this. I'm a massive fan of this.
Good to change things up.
I'm kind of excited by it.
I just thought...
I feel like today's a day where we can just do anything we want.
What would that be? What is that?
I do a quick you laugh, you lose.
So this is your instant rebuttal?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Just in case I can...
Do you know what this means to me? This means that we've all just got banked to your laugh, your loses now.
Mm. Describe your emotions right now.
Fear.
Doesn't talking to you, Ryan.
But so valid right now. Like in a laughy mood.
You've got to stay strong here, Max. Otherwise, all that paint, all that editing for nothing.
It'd be great.
With the waiter said your bowl of custard is coming.
Who did you get?
Oh. It just makes his face when it's going on.
That was horrible. That.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Do you know what? Part of me when it
I'm
when
he, the rest of my show.
No, not the show reel.
Yeah, I'm not having this, Stephen. I too am going to hit the instant you laugh, you lose button.
The likes of which we have never seen. The likes of which.
Well, I had a few more in the bank, didn't I? I didn't get very far last time.
Let me join Ryan.
So, yeah.
When you sit on this side, so I'm further away from it. Can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, it's just a simple shootout. This is me, as we saw last time, doing some lovely modelling pictures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Various situations. What did we see last time? We saw. Out in the woods, out for a walk.
You were pointing at something.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then you were in your football kit.
Football kit.
In the gym.
Yeah, in the gym, yeah. Why don't we pick up from the gym? So this is me, just a nice little one in bed, having a lovely morning coffee. Open the curtains, the sun's popping in. And catching me real nice there in the sheets, very tastefully done. There we go, here's me reading a little book at home. The intellectual, yeah?
Mm. Very intellectual.
Very intellectual.
Oh, I've gone.
Naughty chef there. Cooking
very
something
naughty
up.
Chef.
Very naughty.
Little chef.
Yeah, but even naughtier. Is it for fuck? No, hang on a second. That should not be in there. What's going on here?
Wow. Well done, Pee Pee Ball. Well done.
Yeah, whatever that
Tom's
was.
Tom's modelling.
Mm.
Yeah, and Max, well done for. Sexualising custard.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it, eh?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's the thing, if anyone sends me...
It's so annoying that there's so many people...
that wasn't you.
It's annoying that there's so many people out there that just look like me.
Bro wishes it was him. Did you see I was grinding on that sink?
Oh, I can grind.
I've got you leaning on a sink and it came off the wall.
Yeah, that was,
We had to stop filming at Salford Uni for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah,
should we do Stephen Lies?
Yeah.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
All right, Ryan, do you want to reveal what you've got on your board?
Cauliflower.
Chicken nuggets.
Mars bar.
My wife.
And Dave's question is, name something you'd batter.
You're such a dickhead. You're all dickheads. You're all dickheads.
I fucking hate all of you. I hate all of you.
Cauliflower.
I vote Ryan.
Yeah. My chicken nuggets are already bad, so it could be me.
Yeah.
Max, what happened? She didn't like the white face. You've changed. You've changed, you have.
It was the peppy delivery.
My wife.
Unfazed.
My wife.
Unfazed. I don't remember Borat saying that. Chicken nuggets. What was your question?
What two-word phrase does Borat use to refer to his partner?
You dickhead. I thought I was the one being set up.
It doesn't even work because it's so specific.
Mine had an EG. We set Ryan up with what's an anagram of said. So it wasn't meant to be Ryan, actually. It could have been anyone. Yeah. I was like, I don't want Ryan to get it because he won't know what an anagram is. Mm. But he Googled it. and then. So if you get one that's very specific, you probably...
I've got a proper one if you'd like to play.
Yeah,
you've
got a fucking clip there, haven't
you? Yeah,
would you like a proper one?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, there'll be some other comments on the clip.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, Max, do you want to reveal what you've got on your whiteboard?
Yes, there is no anti-mimetic division.
The secret barrister.
A bit of a stretch.
Forehead tails.
Okay, and the question is, what is the name of the last book you read?
Okay. Interesting. Max, what was yours?
There is no anti-mimetic division. It was,
what's that about?
There's this thing online called SCP.
STP.
Nice.
Steam Trace Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Long gone. It's now the White Noise Podcast. Give it a watch.
Some take it a bit too literally.
I thought this was the uniform, okay? It's SCP, Secure, Contain, Protect. It's a real cool thing.
Covers your mum on Valentine's.
That's horrible. That.
No, I've just worked out. Yeah,
that's.
Are you annoyed that your dad got to do it? Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That's so annoying.
I've got a few calls to make, actually. Yeah, it's good fun. If you've got,
it's just moisturiser.
Some say it is. If you've got a computer or a typewriter, you can probably write this out yourself. But don't do that. Just read it because it's already been made. What about yours?
He was on Twitter for a while. You seen him?
Did he do something with Alex Boardman, or is that someone else?
Oh, I'm not sure. Might be.
No, I think it might not be.
For God's sake.
You all right?
Yeah.
What's happened?
Just a secret guest has come out.
It's Timmy.
A lot of times I try and went, people say, oh, Max, why are you wearing the same shit all the time? Yeah. Every time I try new stuff on.
I think you look smart.
Thank you.
You do.
Mm. Yeah, you too, mate.
From the beard down, you look smart.
Mm.
Yeah. From the beard up, you look really smart.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's. I guess it's just a bit of an inside tell all of the flaws and kind of really dodgy quirks of the court system. You know,
there's a few secret barristers on Traitors this year.
Was there?
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, barista is. Mm.
The secret barista.
Who made this coffee?
He wants to get caught.
Oh, was that him? Was that the secret barista saying that?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, well, if he's making coffees, then like... It's, or she.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. Women can be baristas.
Ryan, yeah, what would you call your autobiography?
For fuck's sake.
Forehead Tales. It is a sort of collection of short stories. I'm a big fan of Tolkien stuff, as you're aware, Lord of the Rings and that.
You never mentioned that.
And yeah, big fan. And this is just lots of short stories about these group of dwarfs who.
Sorry, you're mocking dwarves who have large heads, aren't you? That's the path you're taking with this.
No,
that's awful. I thought I was bad when I went, my wife.
No, it was bad. You're still in the wrong.
So what are they about? What happens in the Forehead Tales?
Yeah, how's he going from Lord of the Rings to Forehead Tales?
Well, I mean, these are like...
Doesn't really make sense, right? As you know, I love Tolkien, so the Forehead Tales.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's got loads of short stories from before Lord of the Rings.
So he wrote this?
And this is one of them. Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of Forehead Tales, and I don't think the guy that wrote the Lord of the Rings would name a book Forehead Tales.
Oh, Ryan, I think it's you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably you. I don't really know what that is, but I don't think it's...
It's definitely not a Tolkien book.
It's not the most recent book you've read, the Forehead Tales. Is it all in one book?
Yeah, it's one book.
One book. How big's the book?
Not that, 300 pages.
300 pages.
If you'd have put The Hungry Caterpillar, I would have believed you.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
Well, I've never read something. Wow, not since I was a kid.
Are you lying?
Yeah.
What was your question, Ryan?
If I had to name my autobiography, do not include my name, what would it be?
Wow, it's all getting so convoluted now.
Yeah, that was tough.
And you would have gone with Forehead Tales?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to dress up for World Book Day?
Yeah.
I think that's going on at the moment as well.
God, I don't ever remember dressing up for World Book Day. No. All I remember was the...
Come as Yellow Pages.
They used to set up in the library with all the bookshelves and go in, choose a book. But yeah, I missed all the dressing up stuff.
I think we did it either.
Why don't we do it ourselves this year?
When is
World
it?
Book Day.
Yeah. I don't want to be dressing up with this guy.
Come on, lads!
I don't know what story this is, but I'm not liking it. Maybe Henry VIII? They did white face, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. It was very themselves. Well accepted back then.
But yeah, I guess it was the opposite. They always say it was the opposite of nowadays, because they whiten their faces and darken their teeth, and nowadays people darken their faces and whiten their teeth.
And if you go to, Asia, everyone's trying to bleach their skin. It's just everyone's...
With bleach,
everyone,
wouldn't it?
Yeah. Billions of people. So I'm sure you want to generalise.
No. I was going to say everyone's trying to achieve the opposite of what they've got naturally, aren't they?
We're always looking in the other person's garden and going, wouldn't mind a bit of that.
Yeah. Why are you saying that? Kids that live next door. What are you doing?
What's in the garden?
I don't have neighbours, actually. I do have neighbours. Yeah.
Get me in that sandpit.
No, have you seen that new pepper spray and it stained your face white?
It'd be more like salt spray, wouldn't it? Not pepper. Pepper's not white.
Never been there. I actually love salt.
I was actually sprayed with the salt spray.
Tapping chips on you. It's been the perfect day so far.
It's annoying because I've got that's looking at me now.
Oh, Joe. Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
the Body Blue hell. Record.
Yeah. The wingman.
Yeah. White sticky wingman.
Can you put it to the max?
Yeah, why
put
not?
Put it to the max, to the max. Put it to the max.
Put it to me.
No. I can't believe me bad luck. Me and my wife, the apple of my eye, light of my life,
black eye,
won the postcard lotto and thought we'd get some surgery done. I told doctor we're a bit of a double act and he laughed and he had an idea. He's only gonna make us look like Ant McPartlin and Matt Lucas. They aren't even a pair. And sure, she was a short, dumpy thing before, but now she's got a slap head. How can we tell our kids still us? Help me.
I stopped listening for about two sentences and then I'm at Bartlett and Matt Lucas.
So he's gone. So they've won the postcode lottery and decided to get some work done.
Right.
So they've gone to the doctor and said, we're not sure what we want, basically.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of reading
yeah,
to
you're
the
right.
Lines,
yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But we are a bit of a double act, and the doctor's gone, I've got an idea. But he's also a bit confused and he's Ant McPartlin and Matt Lucas now.
Wow.
So Sorry, he's so she was a short and dumpy thing before, so but now she's got a slap head. So she's been made to look like Ant McPartlin.
Matt Lucas.
Yeah. And he's looking like Ant McPartlin. Oh,
I'm thinking big forehead, no slap head, okay.
So you need do you need the surgeon? Do you want to speak to the surgeon?
So it's they're trying to convince the kids that it's actually them.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. As opposed to Matt Lucas and that.
Okay. Shall we be mum and dad?
It can be, yeah. I mean, or we can have the surgeon there as well.
No.
And the little boy.
It's up to you. It's up to you guys. I don't mind.
What do you think? Shall I be the surgeon then?
Yeah.
Could be, and then... Do you want to be mum and dad?
Like, I'll be the little boy, yeah.
And you'll be a little boy.
So we've got Ant, the dad.
Yeah.
Me, Matt Lucas.
Yeah.
Okay. We're back!
Mum, Dad?
Hello, son.
Very same.
What the... No.
Yeah.
No, you're not my mum and dad.
We are.
No, never. That's never mum. That's never dad.
What do you mean?
You're...
Is this Richard?
It is.
Oh.
Hey, oh,
nice
are
to
you?
Meet you, Richard.
Who are
There's
you?
There's our little Dick.
Yeah, it's me, little Dick.
I'm a friend of your mum and dad's.
Where are they?
Well, right here, son.
No, your TV personality, Ant McPartlin.
And who am I? I'm your mummy.
No, you're not mummy. You're Matt Lucas. You don't like him.
I'm not Matt Lucas.
You bloody are Matt Lucas. Look at you.
If I was Matt Lucas, it wouldn't be white. Come on now.
That's true.
What's wrong, Richard? Have you not been eating right since we left?
What do you mean?
Richard,
I'm on a weight loss journey,
I never said you weren't. You might not have been eating properly because we're not here.
You don't look well, Richard.
You might be starving yourself.
You don't look well.
You look very sick.
Yeah, you do.
Pedo?
No, yeah, you do. Nothing like pedo.
Really, Matt Lucas, you didn't call me a pedo. I'm the baby.
I do have some texts from the neighbours. I haven't read them yet, but there's not been an issue there, has there?
What do you mean you've got texts from the neighbours?
Like you looking over the fence, is all.
No, I'm not to look over the fence.
Looking very shifty, Richard. What's going on, Will?
You know
me
you
and
look
your
over,
parents have been away.
You know when you look over a garden wall and you go, I wish I had what they had?
Well, yeah, they said...
Bloody normal parents, for one.
How dare you? I'm very normal. In fact, I look like TV's own Matt Lucas.
Why?
Would you like some surgery, Richard?
Who would you make me look like? One of them?
What do you mean, one of them?
How dare you?
Them?
Yeah, them. Bloody and TV personalities.
Who could it make you look like?
Kim and Aggie.
Kim and Aggie.
Kim and Saggy, pardon?
Kim and Saggy, I said.
What you say?
No, I just I remarked.
They're not even a double act. So why have you made them like that?
They are. Mum and Dad.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but Matt Lucas and Matt McBarley, I don't think they've been in the same room before.
Of course they have.
Well, name one room.
National Television Awards.
Oh,
there you go.
That's not a room.
Famously.
I could do stunt double for Bake Off. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Well, it would
get
the
some, big screen.
Yeah, well, little screen, isn't it?
Well, there were $2,000 it cost you as well.
You're a smart boy, aren't you, Richard?
Smartest in my class.
Yeah, he gets taught by himself.
Yeah.
Teachers take him out into the hallway. Get him to read slowly to them. He's thick, but... He's
yeah, you raised me.
Didn't raise me.
Stupid idiots that look like Matt Lucas and Ant McPartlin.
We're not stupid, thank you. We spent good money on this.
Yeah. It's so stupid if you spend good money on things.
Were we stupid to enter the postcode lottery?
No. Yeah, but you've spent it all on this shit.
What do you mean, shit? I look like TV's old man. Look, he's been in films. I look like a movie star.
People love us. They keep taking photos with us.
I can't name one film he's been in, but I look like a movie star.
Bridesmaids.
And he's been in that Alien one.
The Alien Autopsy film.
That's it, yeah. Could have played the Alien.
You're starting to, come round to it?
A little bit, yeah. Maybe you could drop me off at school and I could say I'm cool because I hang out with celebs.
There you go.
I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to do that, Richard.
That's my mummy and daddy.
Same with the thick one from the class. No.
Why are you trying to impress at school?
Yeah, the teachers, of course.
Oh, they don't respect you.
Of course they do.
They don't respect
Matt
TV's Matt Lucas.
Shit, you're right.
I've done the fantasy football show.
Have you?
Yeah, didn't have much.
Oh. Who am I going to look like if I get surgery?
We can make you look like David Williams.
That's the surprise.
No, I want to be...
Imagine that, David Williams.
Maybe I could be David Jason.
David James?
Well, from the
David Jason is a big fan of Little Dickie, so... So you'll be fine, yeah?
You reckon?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yippee!
Come with me, Richard.
Maybe he could look like you, in fact. What? We could get David Jason to look like you. He could do with a little cover-up, couldn't he? This clip's going to go crazy in a few years.
There we go.
Might need a barrister as well, myself.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I did that in every other word, please.
Just a little great.
Matt allegedly Lucas.
Ethan. I'm hungry for a final question. It's the final question.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is it true you can't be Chinese burned?
That is true. Where did you hear that from?
What do you mean true? How can you not be Chinese burnt?
I've never...
The problem is, I want to test it out, but I feel like we're breaking some HR code there.
I'll test it out.
So when I was in uni in first year, I used to do things such as asking people...
Uni?
That's right, I guess uni can be... It was a uni, and I used to go around, like, you know, a factory, the club. Like, I used to go around saying, hey, if you can successfully Chinese burn me, I'll get you a drink.
Ladies.
Was it to women? Drink.
100%.
No, I think it was mainly blokes. I didn't know.
Why were you just worse?
Yeah.
Get that out. Here, big fella. Yeah, if you can make us wince and cry, I'll buy you a drink. I'm okay, thank you.
It was a bit strange, but no one ever did
it. It's fucking sad, is what it is.
Yeah. No one ever did it at all.
No, sorry. I had contenders, but they all failed.
Yeah?
The skin just robust.
Do you want to come over here and we'll give it a go?
We can do.
Could be a new segment.
Go on, Ethan.
All right, okay. Have a good Thomas.
If you sit there, I'll have the left arm. He has the right.
Yeah.
See who does better.
While you ask a final question and we deliberate.
Are you going to buy them a drink if
they... Do you shave your arms, Ethan?
No. Can you see my thighs?
That was very quick.
Is that in shock?
Are you sure? Yeah. This feels like it's going to hurt.
It's not going to hurt. Go.
Ethan. Oh, they are slippy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I put baby oil on it.
Yeah.
Am I getting you a bit?
I can feel it.
Okay.
There you go.
Well done, Ethan.
That's a clip.
There you go.
Got
a handful of Ethan's skin.
That felt horrible. So I can't imagine what it felt like for you.
Oh, he's come, hasn't he?
Shaking out his trousers. Did that not hurt?
It just feels just horrible. Like, I don't know, it feels all right. Just
you
a bit of friendship.
Yeah.
Should I do it to you?
No, it's all right.
Okay. Well, Ryan, you're not really.
He's building up a bit of heat.
I guess you could. I'll probably tank it, bro.
No, it's fine. We'll just...
Definite discomfort.
Yeah. Waste of time, cool,
man. What's the final question, please?
It's the final question.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ethan.
Welcome to the final question.
Is it true you can't be Chinese burned? On the thigh.
It's true, actually. Apart from I do have a hernia there the size of a golf ball, so you'd have to get past that.
Oh, really? How'd that happen?
It popped out and playing football.
Are you doing anything to get it put back in?
I just got told if you're doing to be a thigh model, don't worry about it.
That's lovely.
Who's told you that?
That was the doctor.
Right, okay.
Did you want to be a thigh model, though?
Well, I did, but then I just thought there's other things I could
do. Will it go back in?
No, it just hangs around there.
What the fuck is a hernia?
It's where the lining of the... Where is it?
It's your intestine.
It's a lump of fat burst through the muscle and just hangs. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Should we do it afterwards? Yeah. I'll show you afterwards.
Should we start again?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ethan.
Hey, Ethan.
Welcome to the final question. And today's final question is, would you rather have £10 million and an IQ of 80 or £10 and an IQ of 180?
£10 million.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I'm going to go for the second one. Because okay. I feel like with that lower IQ, you'd £10 your money.
Yeah, you'd just be fucking, you'll eat your money.
£10.
You're an idiot with about like a big amount of money. They're probably spending it on chairs, TVs.
Mate, honestly, sit in that chair and watch that TV, you're having a wild time.
Stuck in a chair, squinting to watch a TV.
Like in the bloody hospital. Could have got a flight.
It's no life.
Same experience.
When you're there with your £10, what are you doing?
Just having intellectual chats.
With that.
With who?
With 180 IQ, I could probably invest that in some.
I don't think so.
What's a
good IQ?
180. Isn't it capped at like 170?
So 180 is kind of the estimate of what Einstein would have been around that mark. 80 would
max,
be
max, by the way.
You're
spending your millions on. I'm calling him stupid.
It's good. It's good stuff. 80 is you cognitively functioning, but you'd be struggling at like things with school and stuff. You'd be really bottom
tier. Well, I don't
tier.
Need to go back to school.
Really
are we zoomed in?
Sorry, Ryan.
I just feel like a tenner's not a lot.
The camera operator, then.
A tenner isn't a lot, but I guess it's the starting point, isn't it? Because
you're effectively homeless.
But in the same way that someone with 80 can lose all that money, 80 IQ,
10 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, and you'd be very vulnerable.
Yeah, you could be caught out in a scheme so quickly.
Like, I mean, I could go get any job just in the short
could
term.
Could you? Because I think homeless people have a very big issue with getting jobs.
No, but with 180 IQ, I would find a way to make some money.
I also
just
don't
to get...
think IQ is like a good signifier.
On Cameo,
of like...
aren't you?
Huh?
He's on Cameo.
What are you doing on Cameo?
Making wedge, mate.
Making wedge.
Yeah.
Would you be annoyed if he started making wedge?
Yeah, probably would.
Do you want to do a rival cameo?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Just be painted grey.
I paid £20 for a message from PP Bahal. Can't use it. Really offensive.
Don't say that before the Oscars start, right?
Smear campaign. I'd like the high IQ, please.
Yeah. High IQ for me. Money for Smith, money for Ryan.
I'll take the money,
mate. Flexing my cash on these two brokies. Yeah.
I'd say give it a week and that money will be ours.
Possibly. Or it'll be, someone at Curry's.
I buy a house. I'm set for life in my house. I say, how much is council tax for the next 100 years of
how
life.
Much do you have, sir?
10 million.
Well, it's 10 million. It's amazing it worked out.
That's great, isn't it?
It's 10 million for the first month, then just £200.
Well,
for the
I need
month.
It for the rest of my life, though, so that's the issue.
No, it's not a problem. You don't need to worry. Just you transfer that to me. I'll facilitate the purchase.
Right.
You're good to go.
We'll take care of everything for you.
Everything.
Sir.
Do you have a bank
never
account?
Need to worry. Pass me your phone.
Do you have
I'll
a bank
it.
Account?
I do, yeah. It's got £10 in it.
Well, actually, you might not have a bank account because you need a fixed abode. And as a homeless person, you won't have a home, so you can't have a bank account.
My mum's house is my fixed abode.
Oh, what? So you just
because
as you
genius.
Are now. You can just go to your parents. Fine, I'll have the fucking 180 IQ then.
No, too late.
Why are you allowed to go to your parents? You've got £10.
You've got zero money and an IQ of 80.
You've got £10 and your parents' fucking house.
Too late. You're
I'm not having this. I'm not adding stuff to this. Oh, okay. I've also got a henchman that
it's
just does everything for
it's
me.
Too late.
His name's Bilbo, and he's great. He's really
Doesn't
funny.
Exist,
and
you idiot.
Clever. Pardon?
You're so fucking stupid.
How am I stupid? Bilbo, talk to these guys. Leave him alone. Oh. Fuck off. He doesn't want to talk to you.
I can't watch this anymore.
Cheers, Bilbo.
This is just upsetting.
I don't want to talk to him.
Fucking legend, Bilbo. Yeah.
Sure, I'll leave him a tenner.
Fucking, you know what? You're all. I'm in my blimp. I'm not even on the ground. I'm not going to touch the ground for the rest of my life. I'm in my blimp. Looking
shame,
at these bloody brokies down on the ground floor, whilst I'm up in the clouds.
Oh, he's on the roof.
Honestly, bruv, I'm having a whale of a time.
He's got a balloon attached to his top. He's going to jump.
Catch me, Bilbo, if I fall. Yeah. Fucking love Bilbo, mate.
Bilbo pushed him.
Oh, it's a shame that that kind of went wrong so quickly. With all that money, you'd think you might be more protected.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But with such a low IQ, I guess it was hard
to.
Yeah, it was always a risk.
I'm not happy about the fact that you can just go to your parents. Because if
you could have gone to your parents,
mate, if you've only got
maybe they would have, you know, taken power of attorney and protected you, but you didn't.
Mate, if
you thought with your fake henchmen.
Do you know what the worst thing is? The person with 180 IQ and a tenner in the bank is actually doing better than I am right now. So I'm not happy with that.
It's a shame.
The thing I'd be most worried about is just transferring the money accidentally to someone else.
Well, it's what he's done. Well, actually, he did it on purpose.
That's probably what I'd end up doing.
Sorry, I got Bilbo back, mate.
Well,
thank you, Ethan.
Cheers. I played the final question.
It's normally a bit of an opinion thing, but there was actually a wrong answer to that one, wasn't there?
No, I actually think there was a right answer. There was a wrong and a right £10 million pounds. Unless I'm not accepting the fact you can go to your parents. I'm not accepting that because that ruins the whole thing.
Can you go to your parents?
Yeah, of course I can. I just mate a one phone call
stupid
away.
Stupid people, you know. It's not even Westmouth time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ethan.
Welcome, Max.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that 3 you laugh, you lose in one episode?
Oh, wow.
Lucky.
Mm.
4, in fact, if you count. We'll just say 3.
Ryan, do you want to sign us out with a quick you laugh, you lose?
Oh, I can. Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, then.
Oh, is this your button? Is this your button press?
No.
You can just press it when you can't press it.
I won't do it.
Just do a throwaway one.
Okay.
But also sign out the videos you're doing.
Throw away that. Guys, you've been listening to the White Noise Podcast. We've been joined by Max Smith.
Hello, it's me.
Tom Looney. Stephen Tries.
Crazy.
And the Rhino, who's doing his laugh you lose now.
And Ethan.
James.
Thank you. Go on, Ryan.
John, Ethan, to count you in?
Yep. 3, 2, 1.